council.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I've indicated, Madam Chair, we have decided, after we realized that some of the figures, as has been reported or presented on the annual report, I mean, the figures in terms of personal expenditures were pulled from the VIP. So we decided because, I mean, as an example, you may find that with the VIP, which has to be reconciled by GL, it pulls from a different division. So we decided to make sure that, I mean, by presenting the accurate report, we need to pull all the information in terms of personal expenditure from the GL itself. So if you can look at all the total costs are not the same as presented on the annual report that we are going to change.
Exactly why we're going through them one by one, knowing you've got to tell us why. That's what I said before we broke. So we're now at council. Why is there a difference?
The difference, Madam Chair, as I said, it's as a result of we pulled the information from VIP payroll, not from the GL. So from the GL, then you will definitely, I mean, because the GL reconciles the VIP, VIP software.
Sorry, what were you doing the past 10 minutes when we broke?
This is exactly what I was looking at, the causes of the difference, as you have indicated.
And we take us through every one of them and tell us, this one is different because in this one there is X, in this one X is not in it. Or in this one there is Y, Y is not in the next one. That's what we ask you to do.
Madam Chair, I won't be able to give the breakdown of the differences. As I've indicated, Madam Chair, that it's applicable across all these personal expenses. We changed the whole taking the information from the GL, not saying that the total at the end of the day it's not correct, because the VIP payroll, you may find that it pulls from a different division, then the cost can go to a different division, but the GL exercise will be able to establish that. Hence we pull all the information in terms of personal expenditure from the GL.
I honestly don't understand what is so difficult from what we are asking. It's two different systems that we understand. Tell us what is in the one that is not in the other, or tell us what is extra in the one that is not in the other. The one is contract workers where they are under the department, different sections now. Now, what is the other? When we look at council, why is the amount now less? Just that one, tell me, why is it now less? Okay, let me put it in a different way. What makes up the difference?
Madam Chairperson, if I can just quickly explain. The cost that's showing on the GL is as it's imported per month. The information from VIP shows totals converted to 12 months, and there will be differences due to when increments, for instance, on medical aid contributions. Medical aid contributions is a basic plus benefit. So that's going to show in my GL as a 12-month amount because it's imported on a monthly basis as is. So when it increases in January, I only show the increase for January, February, and March. So the VIP system, if you convert it to 12 months, will then show at 31st of March the increase rate. That's only in my reporting for 12 months, for 3 months, because that's my actual expense.
You're talking about the decrease. What makes up the difference?
Madam Chairperson, we don't have the information available to explain it to this committee right now.
difference is as much as 800,000 in some of these. And you now expecting of this committee to leave this meeting without knowing why the difference is there. I hear what you say about medical aid, for example. It's small amounts. But here's a decrease. The next one goes up from 60, from nothing to 146. Internal audit and risk management, from 0 to 146,000.
That specific item was reported under the fixed term contracts. There is no permanent employees in those positions. It's when the committee meets, the audit committee meets, we pay them for those meetings only in preparation for that. So those expenses are brought into my general ledger as and when they occur, but there's no salary package for them on the VIP system.
Look at that one. From 1,328 to 532,000.
Madam Chairperson, there was a misallocation between the two lines. The 1.3 was for facilities. The 766 was for asset management. So that asset management component of 766 shows a full year salary for two people, whereas at year end there was only one person, and the one person started in October. So there's pro rata salaries in there as well. That's why I say it's very difficult to analyze each line item.
Can I just make a general remark? You know, I heard the Deputy Director of Finance about the audited statements, etc., etc. Our problem does not arise from the audited statements. Our problems arise from the annexures, the financial, the rest of it. What do you call it? The financial statements. The financial notes. That's where our problems arise. And those are not audited. And that's where our problem lies. That's where we pick up these discrepancies. So that, with all due respect, Director, Deputy Director, that does not apply. You are going to give us, by the end of this week, line by line, a calculation of the differences and the reason for the differences. Line by line. 2012, total salary cost as per annual report, total salary cost as per errata. Line by line. If it includes a fixed contract, you will say it includes a fixed contract. If it is UIF or medical aid increases, you will say 6 months medical increases in that detail. Members, we need to take a decision now. We're taking this discrepancy forward. And we've got one of two options. The one is asking the Auditor General to do a forensic audit on the financial statements. The second is, and I know the Auditor General is going to jump all over us if we do that and talk about capacity. The second one is that we request COPA to have a detailed look at it. And maybe that's the route that I would like to suggest to members, that we ask COPA to have a specific look at this. Can I hear members on this?
Madam Chair, I think I think the last one is better. It's even less dramatic.
Dramatic for us, more dramatic for CIRA. SCOPA is a much more tougher committee than us. Ms. Molobatsi.
Yes, Chair, let's go the SCOPA route.
And we know that SCOPA will then, if they feel there's a need for a forensic audit, they will then request so that it be done. Are we in agreement? The outstanding matters. How many annual reports were printed?
We printed 300 copies, and the same provider was requested to prepare 200 CDs. Yes.
Can we ask you that you, in next year's annual report, take cognizance of Treasury's proposals to departments to move away from glossy and embossed and gold embossed annual reports to save costs? Who wrote the annual report? Which one of the consultants?
Impact.
Impact.
Madam Chair, maybe I should explain. They didn't write it for us. They did the design and the printing.
Who wrote it?
Madam Chair, the annual report was compiled by CIRA. In other words, every unit that's reporting would then compile their specific reporting, and then we would then consolidate, review, and do the editing.
The mistakes in the annual report is CIRA's mistakes.
Yes, Madam Chair, if there are mistakes, it would be our mistakes. Some of the mistakes, as we explained, that it would be because of the printing errors. But those specific mistakes that are there will then be according to us.
If you submit a erratum to the minister, there's been mistakes. Simple as that. It's not arguable. Members, are there any other questions that you would like? Oh, there's the issue of the events organizing company within CIRA. Can we now get clarity on that?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've looked at the annual performance program. We did not put any outcomes specifically on the events this year, Madam Chair.
The annual report, or in the coming year?
That's in the coming year, Madam Chair.
So for the second year, there's going to be no output for R1 million input?
Madam Chair, we did not put specifically for events because events itself is not a program. We have prioritized for other programs according to the priorities when we did the strat plan, Madam Chair. However, the incumbents in that department will be assessed based on the job description as it is, Madam Chair.
What is the job description?
Booking the boardroom.
What is the job description? Because that's what we want. What does this person do?
Booking the boardroom. That's what they told us last week.
I proceed to read the entire job description. The key performance areas in the events is to look at under internal events. They will be coordinating the internal events management function to ensure that all official functions and events within CIRA are hosted professionally efficiently. And this includes the coordination of all logistics relating to the events, such as ensuring invitations are sent, confirmed, if their speakers are appointed and confirmed. For the ceremonies, events, program prepared and finalized, ensuring audiovisual arrangements are made in working, preparing programs for the functions, ensuring protocol arrangements, setting up themes and functions for the bookings of venues, liaising with the suppliers, caterers, decorations, and companies, as well as security when there is events, preparing an emergency plan for those, preparing post-event reports, highlighting the objectives and the outcomes. Under the marketing program, they will be developing and implementing an annual marketing program to ensure that the marketing activities and initiatives are delivered in a coordinated and integrated manner, which includes the development of marketing and initiative strategy projects. Under corporate image and brand and identity, they manage the design, development, and implementation and the review of the CIRA corporate image, which includes liaising with marketing agencies and other relevant stakeholders to develop and maintain the image of CIRA and ensure the authorities the authority communicates with all the stakeholders, developing and implementing a new logo, which has been done, developing and commissioning marketing banners, managing advertising and promotions to ensure that CIRA as a brand is easily distinguished and well-known. And they also look at the under marketing products, the conceptualized marketing products and coordinated design and the production of those products, materials that CIRA has above board, and the quality of the products, which includes also conducting marketing surveys in order to research stakeholders' needs and information changes in accordance with policy strategies and the plans.
But they've got no key performance areas for next year, for this year, where we are in. After 2010-11, they didn't have either.
As I've said, Madam Chair, on the annual performance program, they have not been prioritized with outcomes.
How do you not prioritize a million-rand investment? And then, to make matters worse, if you look, we look at your consultancies, you spend a huge amount on consultants for exactly the same job. I don't know.
Madam Chair, and if it isn't some of these jobs, some of the things, majority of them can be done by PA.
Yeah.
You don't need to employ somebody to do what you're saying. Most you go to any department, that is done by PA. Now, in your case, you have to employ somebody because you are in this business of distributing money. But that's exactly what you're doing. You are busy doing what we call labor intensive. Just make sure that you create jobs for pals or whatever so that you can pay people. Most of the things which you are listing there can be done by PA. In the first place, I still want to know, I would like your concept of marketing the private industry. What is it that you are marketing? So I'm just saying, Madam Chair, these are the things that makes us very, very disappointed with the people. I mean, if you look at your CVs and the qualifications you have, and you compare what the way you're doing things, either there's something dramatically wrong with our education or with the institutions where you studied.
And you spent 104,000 on Zest Media. You spent 3,000 on Pixadol. If this unit was doing what it's supposed to be doing, it could have done your annual report and layout as well. Just want to tell the researchers and the committee secretary that you can now ask for extra fees for arranging the detective dialogue. Because that event encompassed all of what you would, what you were listing there. Every single thing. In fact, even the final report. And it was done by these three people, four people. as part of their normal job. Let's start there. When you come to us next year for your budget hearings and your strategic plan and your performance measurement, you will have, unlike the current annual financial report, report as stated by the Auditor General himself, measurable performances, including, sir, the so-called events organizing unit. I mean, I don't understand. This is an organization that struggle with finances. You go into a building that we've now established costs far more per square meter than what you're trying to tell us it costs. You have a whole section that deals with events organizing, yet your main partners, the private security industry out there, say, we don't know about you, there's no relationship between us. Council, there's R1 million to save. There's R1 million to save right there. You're going to give that to us, sir. That's the first thing, and that would be as soon as March, April. The detailed breakdown of consultant fees, purpose, date appointed, other bidders, quotes, total cost to date, length of contract. D-date, Wednesday, 5th of December. Copy of the letter to the Tshwane Municipality on the condemned building. Allowances paid to senior managers outside cost to company salary packages. Item and cost. Detailed breakdown and calculation on personnel costs as per the annual report and the erratum, the exercise we just tried to do. You are also, and we've requested that last week, I'm just too tired to worry about it at this stage, a complete organogram of CIRA. Complete, including your walk-ins, your regional offices, the level, vacancies, etc. Complete. Council, for your notice, in the next annual report, this committee expects to have, over and above what you normally report on, a foreword by the minister. A detailed report by council. List of fees and fines issued and not paid. Detailed outcome of inspections. With other words, how many inspections done? What was the result of the inspection? The outcome of the inspection. We want in every annual report going forward a complete organogram, including your regional and your walk-in offices. In fact, we want to see an alignment. And we want to, when we come back in March, You must be able, Mr. Tobi, to explain to us, to justify those costs, exactly what it is that is going to happen at these offices and how are you going to align them. We want the vacancies there as well. We want to know how many registration applications you receive, how many you granted, how many you denied. For both companies, training institutions, accreditations for training institutions, as well as private security offices. In your next annual report, we expect to see contingent liabilities budgeted for. Can't have court cases happening and you're not budgeting for it. Sick and incapacity leave must be reported on. And what we're asking you is not what is not in our annual report. Go and have a look at SAF's annual report. I've already said the organogram of CIROM. Achievement or not achievement of targets not partially achieved. This committee does not buy partially achieved. Targets must meet, and we will check that when you come before us for the budget hearings as well. Targets must meet the SMART requirements. If you don't know the SMART requirements, it's a PFMA requirement as well. Go and check it, a Treasury requirement, go and read up on it. We expect a section where you are going to tell us how you have dealt with the Auditor General's findings, as well as addressing the usefulness of information as indicated by the Auditor General. We expect that next year it is not us that do the quality and control of your annual report, but that it's done by you or one of those many consultants that you do appoint. We expect that you ensure that the notes to the financial statements are correct. Members, is there anything that I've left out that you can think of? Can I just get an indication?
Madam Chair, I can't think of anything. Because some of the things we mentioned them as we were moving along.
Yeah, we were making notes of that, so I think we have everything. If there is something that we've left out, we will in any case communicate it to CIRA through the council on what it is. Come at the end of this meeting, and I wish I could have said that we feel more confident about CIRA and where it's going. I'm just waiting for them to finish their meeting, Mr. George. We come at the end of what is normally a half a day to a day's meeting is done in 3 days now, 2.5 days. And we're still not satisfied. We could carry on for another day. We're still going to find issues. And I want to repeat what I said last week. If you're not here to take your responsibility seriously, then make room for those who are willing to do so. Make way for those who are willing to do so. It's no use you come and tell us how important the work of CIRA is, but we do not see it reflected in the actions and the reports that you are providing to Parliament. Mr. Choki, you want to change the image of CIRA, you start doing it here. This is one of the most important places for you to do it, not because of the members, but but because of the fact that members influence public perception as well. This is where you start. It does not mean when we have tea breaks asking members whether they're going to get more money or not. It's much more than that. SIRA is not about making money. It's not about lining our own pockets. It's about playing a very, very, very important role in the overall security of our country. And that is your responsibility. We expect also of the council in their handover report to the minister to be honest and blunt about the challenges that we have seen and that we've identified together, but yourselves, that you might not even have shared with us at this stage. We believe that is your responsibility. Next year, when we come here, we will expect council to account for many of the things that we this year ask the authority to account for as the accounting officers. When this is also the last meeting of our portfolio committee, can I just say that after the wisdom of the grey amongst us, which is limited to myself, Mr. George, Angie doesn't have any grey, we have decided to cancel next week's oversight to the Free State. This has been a tough year for members. Next year is not going to be easier. We're sitting with already with two pieces of legislation. There's a couple of more pieces of legislation coming before the committee, amongst them the SAFS Act. So it's going to be a tough year next year for us as well. And can I ask members to, as difficult as it is, because many of us still have programs, to try and find time to rest so that we come back refreshed and ready to take on the task in the new year. Many long hours will be spent. We will have no choice. It will be a short year because of the elections coming. We all know that. And it's going to require all of us giving 150% in order to achieve that. Thank you very much to members for the spirit in which we conduct these meetings, for the support that I've received from you in terms of trying to fill very big shoes of the previous chairperson in an acting capacity. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your caution from time to time, Mr. George. The discussions we can have outside in the corridors, that is what makes this a special committee and what makes it possible for us to do the work in the same vigour we were doing it 18 years ago when we started. Can I wish all of you, SIRA included, council included, a good break, safe travelling if you are going away. Enjoy the festive season with your families, and the committee, to the staff, researchers, Nadia, Kutlezi, Nicolette, thank you very much. Bob Elga, who is the newest addition, thank you very much. You really got a baptism of fire, and we appreciate your endurance with us and that you're still alive. We will communicate with members the program for next year. We will most probably start with a two-day strategic planning for the committee itself so that we can determine our program for the year and how we're going to go ahead with it. We will communicate that to members. To all of you, have a blessed time and have a good rest. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
If the House would allow me, from the part of Council particularly, we'd like to thank this committee. And in our consultations, we want to say it's been a painful but a necessary process. I just wish that in the consideration for council members coming after us, that they would undertake what we've done and better and do so for the love of the country, because I think it needs to be noted that both members sitting here as council members, we do that because it's necessary. We certainly have not completed that to our full expectation or that of the committee. But these are lessons to be learned, and we're taking on board very seriously what was said. And notwithstanding the instructions given for us, we know that our term ends in December, and December still has a month to go, so there's still work to be done. We will take that forward, and also with a view that the committee, the council that takes over from us, that they would be far more vigilant and perhaps not work on a basis of good faith and assumptions, but rather to keep their eye on the ball and rather on the side of over-cautiousness on what is required from a compliance point of view. So we thank the committee, having been tough as it was, but I think it's been a very important lesson. I think we would consider more carefully when you take up for the love of duty and state that you would say, well, actually, what does that entail in terms of time and commitment? But we really would want to ensure that there is a legacy going forward, and that as a council that we're able to leave Sierra in a better state than the often referred to dysfunctional state, as the Honourable Muleleke George refers to. But I think we've taken note, and we appreciate that, and it is our commitment that we would make that report as full and as honest as we can going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.
Travel safely, and wherever you're going to.
I don't think that's
what I mean. No. You get? Somewhere on the other side, you get.